This goes to Diane Grove, GROVEPAC, fax 989-386-H175, regarding Penny, P-E-N-N-Y, McKenzie, M like Mary, C, capital K, E, N like November, Z like Zebra, I, E. Date of birth 10/25 of 1956. Dear Ms. Grove, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Ms. McKenzie with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, secondary to hypertension and diabetic nephropathy. Her initial consultation was done December 14th of 2021. She's gained about 3 pounds over the last 8 months, but states that she's been feeling very well. No recent illnesses or hospitalizations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. She has some urinary incontinence and nocturia up to twice a night. No edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the lisinopril with hydrochlorothiazide, 20/25, one daily, as well as Lasix, 20 milligram daily. Physical exam, weight 198 pounds and blood pressure 109 over 67. Labs, most recent lab studies were done June 10th of 2022. Creatinine is improved at 1.3. Estimated GFR is 41, albumin 4.4, calcium is 9.5, sodium is slightly low, 133, most likely secondary to diuretic use, potassium 5.0, carbon dioxide 25, phosphorus is 3.5, intact parathyroid hormone 113.8, we'll keep track of that, that's secondary to chronic kidney disease. Hemoglobin 11.6, white count is 11.6, platelets are 160,000. Urinalysis, negative for blood, negative for protein, and hemoglobin A1C is 6.3. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, with slightly improved creatinine levels, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy with good control. We'll have the patient continue to get lab studies done every 3 months. She'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and she'll have a follow-up visit within 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.